It's 7 foot.
Mm-hmm. And then after 8?
9.
How many in a dozen?
12.
Subtract 1.
11.
Do you have anything called a baker's dozen?
No.
Well, I was, when I was a kid, we had what we called a baker's dozen, and that was 13.
I had one here, bought 8 like that one, though. 13 for a dozen.
That's the way she bought them?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She might have made a mistake, but I teased her about it.
Mm. Strange dozen.
Yeah.
Well, after 12, we get how many?
13.
Ma'am?
14.
How about 30 minus 3?
27.
Uh-huh. And then add that 3 again?
30.
Add 10?
40.
100 minus 30.
That's right, I got that for 70.
Uh-huh. And 90 plus 10?
80.
And add 20 to that?
110.
And let's see, 500 plus 500.
Oh.
I think I've already got that one. If we have a bunch of men, this is the third man, and this is the
first man.
And this is the
second.
This is the
third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Uh-huh. This letter is
M.
And this is
N.
If something happens very quickly, without any advance notice, you say, "Oh, it happened! Just
sudden."
Any other expression for that?
It happened unexpected, or something like that.
Well, let's say you're driving down the road, and then kaboom, your car engine blows up. Say it didn't do anything. This is a bad thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't do anything at all. You say, no, I didn't have any warning at all. It just happened
quickly. Sudden.
Anything else you might say?
Well, I might say a whole lot more than
that. Why are you? I was pretty good that way yesterday. I forgot something. I had to go back and get it. Oh, I was mad.
Say, let me ask you a question now. What's a half of 7?
3 and a half?
I mean, half of 12.
6?
Half of 12.